It's a project during 2 years at the Britain Sound. I work for the CCKB, Communauté de Communes of Creil-Braize. The project, this name is the Atlas de la Biodiversité, so the Atlas of the Biodiversity. This project is a big project to regroup all the knowledge of the nature in your area. And why are we doing this? Because we need now to protect this environment. And for protect, we need to know. It's important to catalog and create a map of the environment next to you, next to the city, and next to the landscape, because the biodiversity here decrease slowly but decrease. It's important to protect him.
And when you have collected this information, what will you do with the information?
With this information, we can talk with local politicians. People take a decision in your area to change comportment or project, to change practice for good things together for protect the biodiversity. So, for example, to input the issue environment to the plan local d'urbanisme intercommunal. So the map, we decide where we can build a constraint and where we cannot. It's to integrate this issue biodiversity to the decisional project.
So you're going to be talking to local politicians.
Yeah.
Who else do you need to talk to?
We work with lots of people, like farmers, because Brittany Center is an area of farmers, and it's important now to work with him, because farmers work on the environment, direct on the environment every day.
So you're talking to people who will make big decisions.
Yeah.
People who will maybe change the way they work.
Yeah.
You also want to talk to the public.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you bring your information to the public?
We have make some event, like we have create groups formation of birds, of the area of plants, and we have make event on the pub, the restaurant, on the area of the CCKB. And this event name is Café Biodiversity. And the objective is to discuss environment with the people live here. Discuss and talk about environment, about the nature, about the fox, the birds, all the things we can see every day.
Your Café Biodiversité, you have planned to have one in August?
Yeah.
And after?
Yeah, in September and October for the last. And in August at Saint-Gilles-Pigeaux, I think. In September, I don't know. And in October, in restaurant, maybe to the Tea de Vines.
Tea de Vines, okay. You're working on this on your own. Do you ask for help from other groups?
Yeah, we have made this project together with other structure work on the biodiversity, like Bretagne Vivante, the LPO,
That's the League for Protection
League
of
for
Birds.
the Protection of Birds, yeah, and two association, local association, like Cisandel, live in Carismelou, and l'AMV, we work about the Reserve Natural of Glomel, based in Glomel too. It's important to work with these people because they know the local biodiversity, and there is a network local too. And it's important to construct together this project and not alone.
I'm glad to hear it because it's a big project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how can people find information about your project?
Now, on the internet, on the website of the CCKB, on social network, Facebook and Instagram.
You want people to contribute.
Yeah. We need you because we have made a website. On this website, we can put your observation of the nature.
For example, on my way today, I saw two deer that crossed the road.
Yeah.
One in Glomel and another one in Plougarnevel. Yeah. I could put that on your site.
Yeah, it's easy because it's a map and you can zoom on the area of where you have seen the observation and put your observation. And you can too put picture of this observation if you have the time. Maybe you see a beautiful butterfly and you can take a picture of this. We need you because this project, it's a project for all the people, and all people make this project together.
You mentioned before that you're very interested in the English population.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know if I can say in English, but I saw English people are very conscious of the nature. English people love nature, and we love English people because English people love nature. So we need you, we need English people because they are knowledge of this nature next to our home at the Britain Sound.
Gaby Siberil of the CCKB, Atlas de Biodiversité. Thank you very much for explaining all that to us.
Thank you.